Welcome to the Well-Nourished Mother Podcast. This is a show for women who desire a deeper, more mindful, and meaningful pregnancy, birth, and motherhood experience. In this space, we bring so much reverence to the rite of passage that is the maiden to mother journey. I'm your host, Lauren Fortuna Flock, founder of Nest and Nourish. I'm an ex-nurse turned birth worker, holistic nutritionist, and somatic coaching student with a fiery passion for birth prep and motherhood prep that blends the head and the heart. Join me for inspiring conversations with experts, mothers, and all-around badass wise women, exploring all the ways we can nourish ourselves, body, mind, and heart, in pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. This space will help you cultivate the knowledge, practices, and resources you need to be the most embodied, vibrant, authentic, intuitive, and well-nourished mother you deserve to be. So welcome. Let's do this. Hello, welcome to this very short and sweet bonus episode of the Well-Nourished Mother Podcast. Now, I know that I missed a week last week, and there's an episode coming out next Thursday that will explain all of that. But in the meantime, I thought I would release this short and sweet, like I said, a little bonus episode. I'm just sharing something that is on my mind. I actually just got off another podcast recording. I was recording an interview with somebody, and this thought just popped into my head. I mean, we were kind of talking about the cultural pressures of, you know, looking a certain way as a mother and how hard it is to kind of reconcile that within the culture that we live in. And this thought evolved and just poured out of me. So here it goes. There's also a social media post all about this on my Instagram at Nest and Nourish if you want to hop on over there and have a peek at it. But I thought I would read the caption here because I just think it's so good and I want it to be heard. So, we live in a culture that values the appearance, spontaneity, and hustle of the maiden, but craves the depth, creativity, and radiating love of the mother, while ignoring the wisdom and sensitivity of the crone. Our culture is obsessed with the maiden energy, her appearance, and her hustle on both archetypal and literal levels. So much value is placed on appearance, where mothers are left feeling broken or less than because their bodies bear the evidence of stretching to conceive and hold life. And where aging, especially as a woman, is so feared. Don't you dare let your face show the signs of endless expression and emotion, or let your skin start to loosen and sag as your energy begins focusing more inward as the crone, as if you have control of that. How do we shift this value on a societal level? I guess by shifting it on a personal level first. I'm constantly bringing awareness to the deeply ingrained beliefs I hold about my body, the conditioning from a culture that constantly tells women, you are not enough. Thoughts sometimes pop in my head like, my extra skin is gross. I wish I didn't have stretch marks. Should I get Botox for my forehead? As if these things will somehow make me more lovable and more valuable. Then I remember that these thoughts are not my own. They belong to the patriarchy and the never-ending churn of our commercial society that profits from our insecurities. To shift this value on a societal level, it starts with us individually. By questioning these beliefs about our bodies, we break the chains that bind us to unrealistic standards. Every time we reject those thoughts that tell us we're not enough, we chip away at the foundation of a culture that profits from our self-doubt. Together, we can create a world where women are empowered to embrace every phase of life, where stretch marks are seen as badges of honor, and where aging is celebrated as a testament to our resilience. We all have equal value, the maiden, the mother, the crone.